This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Deadly Russian missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Monday, part of a barrage of what the Ukrainian military said was 75 missiles launched against the country. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A Ukrainian presidential office video handout shows burning cars and firefighters in Kyiv's Shevchenko district. The voiceover in Russian saying they've struck here and there. They're injured. Civilians are helping. Here is the ambulance. An emergency service spokesman said in a statement the first strikes on the capital in 4 months targeted the center of the city and left dead and wounded. After the early morning strikes in Kyiv, more loud explosions were heard later in the morning in an intensification of Russia's attack that could spell a major escalation in the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kyiv police said the strikes killed as many as 8 people and wounded as many as 24 others. Explosions were also reported in multiple other areas, including the western city of Lviv, the central city of Dnipro, and the eastern city of Kharkiv. A regional official reports 7 missiles hit the southern city of Zaporizhia Monday. Ukraine's military said it shot down 41 of the Russian missiles. In a video message to the nation recorded in front of the presidential office in Kyiv just hours after the attacks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia targeted civilian areas as well as power systems throughout the country, seeking what he called panic and chaos and destroy Ukraine's energy system. He said there would be temporary interruptions in electricity in parts of the country. Following the reports of the Russian attacks on several Ukrainian cities, China's foreign ministry Monday said Beijing hopes for a de-escalation of the situation. China, while not fully supporting its invasion of Ukraine, has been a staunch supporter of Russia. This is VOA News. North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters Sunday, the latest in a recent barrage of weapons tests, and a day after it warned the redeployment of a USS aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula was inflaming regional tensions. North Korea said its recent barrage of missile launches were the simulated use of its tactical battlefield nuclear weapons that it claims are designed to hit and wipe out potential South Korean and U.S. targets. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Leader Kim Jong-un has signaled he would conduct more provocative tests. Monday's North Korean statement released on the 77th birthday of its ruling Workers' Party is seen as an attempt to buttress a public unity behind Kim as he's struggling to overcome difficulties such as a pandemic-related economic hardship. State media say North Korea's recent missile tests were responses to recent naval drills between U.S. and South Korean forces, which involved the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced Monday 3 U.S.-based economists have won the 2022 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for their research on banks and financial crises. The winners are the former head of the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, Ben Bernanke, now with the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C., University of Chicago economist Douglas Diamond, and Washington University in St. Louis economist Phil Dibvig. The winners share a prize of about $900,000. Unlike other Nobel Prizes, the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences was not included in Alfred Nobel's original will. It was established by the Swedish Central Bank in 1968 in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark the bank's 300th anniversary. It was first awarded in 1969 and has been funded by the bank ever since. Officials in Nicaragua say Tropical Storm Julia emerged over the eastern Pacific late Sunday after pummeling the Central American nation with rain and winds that damaged hundreds of homes. Nicaraguan officials reported no casualties from Julia, but local authorities in neighboring Honduras attributed 3 deaths to the storm as it moved through the region. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the storm made landfall on the Caribbean coast of Nicaragua Sunday as a hurricane, and by Sunday evening local time, its center was over the Pacific, around 220 kilometers southeast of El Salvador's capital. The Hurricane Center forecasts Julia will move north along the coast of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala on Monday. Repeating the hour's top news story, deadly Russian missile strikes hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Monday, part of a barrage of what the military says was 75 missiles that struck the country. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.